John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Show.
I was feeling it yesterday when we were at Pride, and as the float was going down all the streets of Atlanta, people saying, "We're going to miss you guys. We're going to miss you guys."
A lot of people yelling, "Don't do it.
Don't do it." At the end of the parade route, I said to Amanda, I'm like, "Maybe I shouldn't." Yeah, people really seem to like this show. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah. Yesterday was exhausting. I do not remember Pride taking that much energy last time around because I wasn't there last year, but my first year was 2 years ago when we did the whole Barbie thing. And so all we did was just wave and say, "Hi, Barbie." Whereas this whole time around, I was like, "Oh my God, I don't know if I'm just getting old or if this is just a more exhausting year." But yeah, it was a good weekend.
You had to do a lot of crowd work on that mic.
A lot of crowd work on the mic until you took it back. I was like, "I'm doing a bad job, apparently."
No, you aren't. You were doing great. I wasn't even listening. I just thought, no, let's break it up. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Had a great time at Pride, as always. That was my 15th float in a row.
Isn't that crazy, man?
I love that event so much.
Me too.
Just the energy and the weather was immaculate. Atlanta looked so beautiful this weekend. It was fantastic. Though I do think... I might need to go see a doctor for how many fumes we ingested from the generator.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that thing.
There was a moment where I looked at Kristen and I was like, I think I'm going to pass out.
Yeah, I felt the same. I really was feeling very lightheaded and very dizzy because the generator kept going out and I think it was overheating. So the gentleman turned it around so the vent was facing right at us. So we were like just soaking in fumes the entire float. And I'm like, we got to the end and I'm like, I'm high. that was something.
Yeah, it was a great parade though.
Yes.
It really was.
Oh.
If you want to know the absolute truth on why I took the mic from you, at what time I took the mic from you. So we were heading down to ultra conservative corner. And I told Kristen in the beginning of the parade, in most years, when there are people out there shouting really nasty things, there's only one corner of Pride that is controversial.
Well, that's only where they're allowed to gather now, I think.
Is that it?
Yeah.
So I grabbed it from you because this is the last Pride that we're probably doing, especially as the Burt Show here. I don't know, individually we might. I said, Kristen, in the beginning of the parade, I'm like, I don't think I can like be quiet this year. So as we were going down, I guess that's West Peachtree or Peachtree?
You're asking.
Heading into that corner.
I was high on generator fumes.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I was going to take the low road and I was going to argue with them from the float, but they weren't there.
No. Well, the float in front of us, I don't know what happened. There was a lull, and that's happened in years past. There was a lull and there was, I don't know how we got so far, but the float in front of us kept getting further and further away from the float in front of them.
Must have been the fumes from the generator hitting them.
I don't know. And we got so far back that when you turned a corner, it looked like the parade was done. So a lot of people had dispersed.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, I know so.
Okay.
My husband told me.
Even the passionate ones were like, "Nah, this is taking too long."
Well, no,
God only wanted this message for the beginning of the line.
They thought it was over because there was so much space in between the float in front of us and the float in front of them.
Okay.
That happened another year where there was a dance team or something and they kept doing their routine and it just kept getting further and further back. And we literally got to that corner and there was nobody there because everybody thought the parade was over.
I was ready, man. I was armed and ready. So that's the reason why I took it when I took it.
Well, it's good to know that it was just so that you could yell at people and not because I was doing a bad job.
No, you weren't doing a bad job. Second thing, thank you to the caller that called up on Friday when I asked, is there any way you can postpone jury duty? I have a weird thought about when it comes to jury duty that I don't share with most Americans is that I don't mind it at all. I think it is part of your duty as an American and as your freedoms. And while it is a pain in the ass and it always ends up being on a week or something that you really can't take, I don't mind doing it. I really don't. And I've done one and I was asked to be on another, but Bert Show Birthday wouldn't let him on the jury. So on Friday, I was asking you guys, is there any way you can just postpone it? And I got a couple of calls from people going, all you got to do is call the message on the form that they send you and tell them you just want to move it one time and they'll do it for you. I had no idea. I thought it was going to be a way bigger fight than that. So I call them up, goes to voicemail. Then I send them an email. And like 2 hours later, they sent me back and said, yeah, your request today has been greenlit, so you don't have to be out on Tuesday.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, hallelujah. You don't lose another show before you pass. And if you would have gotten selected for a trial, that would have been so bad.
That would have been tomorrow. I would have had jury duty. So if it's a 10-day trial, then you guys are doing my retirement shows without me.
Yeah, that would have been weird, man. We got some stuff lined up. That would have been really, really weird not having you here.
Today would have been your last show.
Today would have been the last one if I would have got on one that lasted that long. But for those of you that don't know, I don't know that you could do this back in the day. I think that you needed some kind of like doctor's okay. But now you just call up and they'll let you do it one time. I wouldn't try it twice. I think on the second one, they're like, nah. But the first one, they're like, yeah, do whatever you want.
I mean, I think they understand that people have lives and for those that have children, for instance, like it's fall break this week, right? So if you have kids and you get called for jury duty, but your kids aren't in school, what are you supposed to do? And if you don't have childcare, so it makes sense for people that are busy that you can do that.
Well, and the childcare is a valid excuse for missing as well.
There's like three things that if you call up immediately, they'll go, don't worry about it. But the others, you just have to postpone. But it was really easy. It was one call and I'm out.
Here, Bert Show.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.